Right here.
It started. It started. I'm
okay,
pacing.
Come on. Mic check. Mic check.
I'm pacing. Mic check. I need you to sit down and do it.
Think about this.
Mic check. Mic check. Yes.
Come on. Come on. Come have a seat. Now do a mic check from where you sit.
Blake Griffin is a Detroit Piston.
Okay, hold on.
Blake Griffin.
We keeping this?
Is a Detroit Piston.
Blake Griffin is a Detroit Piston.
I might take my shirt off.
No, don't do all that. There ain't no ladies in here. Hey. We hype right now. Opinionated MJ, your boy Neil Classic, sitting up in here, Moneyball Podcast number 9, the Motown edition. Damn it.
What up, though? This is your boy Neil Classic. And I just want to take this opportunity to say, Blake Griffin is a Detroit Piston, and we banging on y'all out here.
Exactly. Now, I just want to get down to the specifics, because I'm sitting on Facebook. You know, I got the blog page. Y'all can follow me. Look up Titan Michael Tolliver. You can figure out how to spell it. If not, look up Facebook.com/OPBBM. It'll take you to Opinionated Basketball Minds. You could go Google that, and you'll find us as well. But peep this. Blake Griffin with Wrong name. Hold on. DeAndre Jordan? Not no more. Blake Griffin with Andre Drummond.
The playoffs are in Detroit.
We on a 7-game losing streak, and y'all talking about, oh, we gave up too much. Oh, we gave up a pick. Hold on.
Boban was a sideshow waiting to happen.
Exactly. But we didn't even use Boban. Then on top of that, y'all talking about draft picks. Bro, we passed up on Donovan Mitchell. We passed up on Devin Booker. We passed up on Justice Winslow. We missed out on DeMarcus Cousins. We gave up Greg Monroe. Bro, like, what are you saying? We gave up Marcus Morris. Like, what more do you want?
Talent for talent.
This You're does nothing but set us up to see who is going to step up right now. Reggie Jackson need to come back and facilitate this ball. That put Stanley Johnson on notice. Like, okay. Because I've been reading the Detroit stuff, regardless of all this NBA stuff that's going on. I've been reading all the Detroit stuff, too, because I'm in the D, damn it. And they've been talking about, we need to play Stanley. I seen somewhere Avery Bradley and them talking about, we need to play Stanley more. So he traded all of the people that just said that, honestly. He just traded the people that said, we need to play Stanley more. So, okay, Tobias Harris gone, Avery Bradley gone, not Stanley Johnson's time. It's Luke Kenner's time. It's time for Reggie Jackson to show and prove since, you know, everybody I've been looking on social media. We miss Reggie Jackson. Yeah, no, the front court for the Pistons is ridiculous.
The front court for the Pistons has to step up now. There's no room for error. This is the time where the point guards have to decide who's keeping their job. This is your opportunity to find out before Blake Griffin either has a catastrophic injury that requires him to, you know, sit out. Because that's a possibility. I don't want to be that guy.
Yeah.
But it's Blake Griffin.
I mean, it is. But we still got Drummond at the end of the day. So do we really lose something? Considering if we get the Drummond that's mad that he ain't getting the All-Star game, we fine.
Short term, if Blake Griffin can go from the Western Conference to the Eastern Conference, where it's easier. Let's just stay facts.
He ain't on the Celtics. He in Detroit, bro.
So is the ball going to be in Blake Griffin's hands?
Yes.
Is he going to be pressing point?
Yes.
Is he going to be grabbing rebounds and running the floor?
Yes. Let's get more into the specifics, because Blake Griffin got a three boy. Blake Griffin got a jumper that Carmelo taught him, whether y'all realize that or not. Blake Griffin could go to the hole, of course.
During the Olympics.
During the Olympics. Okay. He still dunk out. We got Reggie Jackson. This is like Lob City 2.0, basically. This is Lob City 2.0. So we get the consistency of having two front court bigs where one Drummond could be.
You said a high pick and roll.
What name should I say? Ben Rodman. Dennis Wallace. He can be basically Ben Wallace and Dennis Rodman in one. He can focus on defense.
And rebounding.
Exactly.
Let Blake Griffin kind of see. Like, that's the thing about this trade. It allows the Pistons organization to see exactly who they have and what they're capable of.
Exactly.
If you can't run a high pick and roll with Blake Griffin and Andre Drummond.
He talking to you, Reggie Jackson.
Not even just
No, Reggie Jackson, because I done seen him fuck up some uh some pick and rolls. Excuse my French.
But this is the Moneyball podcast.
Yeah. We so uncensored today.
We uncensored out in this.
Today, we uncensored. Well, we ain't going to go that hard.
We ain't going to. We not. But if you get a couple expletives in the mix, don't trip.
Don't trip.
He's working on all of us. Just relax. We are all works in progress.
Wipe your head.
And
your parents let you watch all this bullshit anyway.
And Blake Griffin is a Piston. Get your jerseys. Purchase your hats, your jerseys, your memorabilia, your Bad Boys Blake Griffin tees with the big head cartoon. You know, it's I'm ready for the feeling to come back.
Yeah.
Like, I'm waiting.
That's what I'm waiting
on. I'm waiting for 04.
And everybody is, like, hesitant because they're talking about, oh, we gave up too much. Bro, we got a superstar. Well, I ain't going to call him a superstar, but we arguably got a superstar. We have DeMarcus Cousins and Anthony Davis light. No, Drummond can't shoot threes. He can't shoot jumpers. But we got I ain't going to even say we got that. Much respect to DeMarcus Cousins. I'm real mad you hurt because you was my MVP. Yes.
You can zone the floor. Blake Griffin can be used as a decoy offensively.
Yes.
Either you can set him up to roll toward the basket. You can set him up to pick and pop. You can set him up for, all right, he sets this high screen. Blake Griffin sets the high screen and roll.
Yes.
Now you can have him either roll to the basket or pop out for a shot. Now, even in that, he can pass well enough to find Drummond if the screen and roll, if he's found in like I would say the free throw line area. If he can work from that free throw line area and give Drummond the space around the basket that he needs to rebound and operate and grab offensive boards, putbacks, he's going to get he can get 20 every game.
Yes.
Just off of playing fundamentally sound.
Exactly.
And not having a single play called for him. At all.
You're talking about Drummond, right?
I'm talking about Drummond.
So, what can Blake Griffin do, bro?
If Blake Griffin can come in and just work within the offense.
He ain't even got to do that. We could change our whole offense dynamic around him now. Like, you know what I'm saying? There's nothing else that really has to be discussed. We could change the whole entire dynamic around this dude. And he could do what he could do.
So would you be more comfortable
having
a team that is Blake Griffin-centric?
I'm fine with that. Because the difference is he was coached by Vinny Del Negro and then Doc Rivers.
Right.
And then he had Chris Paul like with a commanding hold on that team.
So
we got to see Blake Griffin bring up the ball some. Right. We got to see Blake Griffin facilitate from the post as well, from the block. Okay. We got to see Blake Griffin shoot threes. We got to see Blake Griffin shoot jumpers. We got to see Blake Griffin basically from a triple threat. You don't know what he's going to do. And he got Andre Drummond on his team.
Right.
Who you rather really have? Andre Drummond shooting better from the free throw line or DeAndre Jordan right now? And I ain't knocking DeAndre Jordan. He's definitely more defensive minded than Drummond. But it's like,
if you got Drummond where
he don't have to score. Dude, this really boils down to, Drummond, do you really want to score? Are you going to put that aside in your game?
No, it's
put
not.
Up. You can still put up 10, 15. Can put up 20.
It's going to be, how upset is he going to, Monroe going to be?
Monroe?
Not Monroe, Drummond. How upset is Drummond going to be that he's not getting his number called? Like, there are plays for him.
It's been times where he didn't get his number called. This season, he ain't been getting his number called like that. Like, he's not a playmaker. He's not. And who do we give up? Tobias Harris and Avery Bradley. Avery Bradley was good. He brought a defensive mindset to this team. He got hurt, then we fell off. You know what I'm saying? And then in the midst of him being back, we on a 7-game losing streak. But Tobias Harris been inconsistent since Avery Bradley came back. So bump it. Trade them both. Why not?
So take the risk. You saying that the risk is worth.
Have you seen Luke Kenner play?
Not as much as I would like.
Have you seen what do you think Stanley Johnson's ceiling is?
Stanley Johnson, I believe he's more of a shooting guard than a point guard. Like,
so can he play small forward? He's big enough.
He's big enough to play small forward, but he's so not with that being said,
our starting lineup forward. When Reggie Jackson come back is Reggie Jackson, Luke Kennard, because the boy is a shooter. He's a killer.
You need
low key.
You need a knockdown shooter.
with Stanley Johnson, who needs to step up now because this is your time. Or I am going to put out another trade. Reggie Jackson and Stanley Johnson and whatever else that's not in that starting lineup that you want to throw in there. You could throw another pick in there because I don't care about picks for Kemba Walker. Enter the idea of LeBron James.
So you saying that with Kemba Walker, Blake Griffin.
And you know Dwayne Wade coming with him.
I don't.
Bro, that's a far-fetched idea. But it's a possibility.
Anything
in the East, if you want to stop
this
Kyrie.
Is not, this is
if
not
you
a
want
LeBron
to,
podcast.
But if you, it's not a LeBron podcast. This is the Pistons podcast.
This is a Pistons podcast.
But this puts us in position to pitch to LeBron.
I don't even want to pitch to LeBron. I want to beat LeBron.
I feel you. I want to beat LeBron as well because I'm still sour over what he did
it's
to
not
us
even it.
in the playoffs against Rasheed, and then when he dropped 29 points on us in one quarter. I'm still not over it, but LeBron is the best player in the game. I've resigned to that fact. LeBron was my MVP, but it's
the
Russell Westbrook now since DeMarcus
right
Cousins
now.
Got hurt. The best player in the game right now.
I don't want to argue about that right now. I want to talk about Blake Griffin being a Piston. Not...
Well, we're going to talk about some more. We got to get to the fans.
Because I think that, okay, so how much of Blake Griffin's success can be attributed to Chris Paul? How? Because the Clippers fell off once Chris Paul left.
Yeah, they did. Because Chris Paul is that dude.
He is that important to what?
To
the
whoever.
Celtics, to the Celtics' identity. Things ran as well as to be expected under Doc Rivers in that situation. Because, I mean, like, you could honestly say that how much of the Clippers situation was Chris Paul and how much of it was Doc Rivers? Like,
Chris Paul.
How? Okay, so if you took a percentage.
We about to see Doc Rivers flex now, too, though. Because he has depth like crazy now. He don't really got no superstar like that no more, though.
So instead of
he has damn near I ain't gonna say like a 0-4 Pistons, but he got a team over there.
He has a lot of pieces.
They talking about moving DeAndre Jordan and Lou Williams. I don't know what they trying to do, but I would stand pat with what I got and see what we got. Because you got Lou with Avery, you got Tobias with Danilo Gallinari, you got DeAndre Jordan. You got Boban incoming. Like, Doc gonna use them. Doc gonna use them. Yeah, they can still get that eighth spot and still kind of, you know what I'm saying, make some noise. Okay. Shout out to the boy Maurice, a.k.a. Kill, you know.
Yeah.
He talking about Blake Griffin get hurt. Chris Paul used to get hurt, too. He got hurt with the Rockets, but I believe in the Clipper curse. People, I believe in the Clipper curse.
Also,
Blake Griffin might not really get hurt here like that.
That's what I'm saying. That's the point.
I'm not looking forward to injuries. I'm not the dude that's looking like, oh, he gonna get hurt.
But
I'm not that dude. That's like basically praying on your downfall.
But in this offense, it can be tailored to prevent him from having like running into the paint without a purpose.
Right.
Like they can set him up to where he isn't taking as many contested shots at the basket.
Right.
Because he has a jumper. He can literally exploit the fact that you have one of the best rebounders in the game patrolling the paint. You don't have to touch the painted area at all.
At all.
Like, you can pretty much patrol the perimeter, assess what type of shot you want, and if there's nothing there, you can kick it back out. He can be more offensively proficient because he knows that I'm good. If I miss, there's a good chance I'm getting the ball.
The only problem with it, it's only one problem, and I ain't gonna say it's a problem because it's a development thing. Stanley Johnson has to step up. Luke Kennard has more responsibility to make shots. Reggie Jackson isn't Chris Paul. So he's not about to command the ball and be all bossy acting. You know what I'm saying? Blake Griffin going to stand
he's
up
gonna
to that.
He's going
to
command.
Because he didn't been through, you know, he dealt with Chris
gonna
Paul.
He's going to demand respect. So you said that there's the possibilities for some locker room chatter a la Cavaliers right now who are.
Low key, we could go get Isaiah Thomas.
But why?
That's far, because why not?
I mean, like, if you
need somebody to go fit with LeBron, and you know that he has the mindset of I'm that dude, because that's his mindset. I've been paying attention to him since he's been back, watching Stephen A. Smith. If their assertion or whatever word you want to put with that is correct, then that means Isaiah Thomas believes that he is that dude. So if you go get Isaiah Thomas, who cares about defense? Because we'll have Drummond. Drummond should stand up and become a defender now. He shouldn't focus on offense.
So you're saying Van Gundy's going to turn him into what Dwight Howard was when he was in Orlando?
No. Like, it's different. It's different. It's different now. This is a different Stan Van Gundy team now. And that's another thing I'm excited about, because he's always had the same build. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's always had a Jameer Nelson or the Rafer Austin, who's like the dude that's facilitating the game and trying to get their own. Reggie Jackson kind of do that, but really kind of not to that extent.
He has more of an offensive mindset as far as scoring instead of facilitating. And I understand that.
And he's long enough to defend. So you got him with his length. You got the rest of our team. Stan do need to make some trade, maybe one more trade, to get another shooter. We need shooters now. We need shooters.
So what are we talking about here? Because you can always have shooters around, but it's more so about how would they fit.
Look at the Pelicans.
The Pelicans,
everybody slept on them last year at the end of the year, even though they was going up and up and up. All the people slept on the Pelicans because they was under 500 at 500 until DeMarcus Cousins carried that team and took them to another level. But their shooters that they put around them in order, you know what I'm saying? They put people around them to shoot, and they had Rondo.
But
they got Rondo, bro, and Jameer Nelson. I'm very high on the Pelicans as well. I love the Pelicans. I'm a DeMarcus Cousins fan. I'm an AD fan, and I Rondo want the Pelicans fan. To make the playoffs.
I believe, but they still were going.
I'm looking at that dynamic and looking at it like, well, if you come into practice knowing that you need to make shots, you know what I'm saying? We still got Reggie Bullock. Did people sleep? We went on a win streak, didn't we? With Reggie Bullock after Avery Bradley went down, or after Stanley got took out of the starting lineup. It was one of the two. We plugged in Reggie Bullock. Like, bro, we got some low-key quiet. Like, I can produce dudes. The NBA is not about superstars, people.
It is.
It is, but it's not at the same. I mean, when it comes to the Warriors and the Cavs and somewhat Boston, when they get Gordon Hayward back, the West, yeah, it's about superstars. But if you got players that can produce, and then you got your stars that do what they supposed to do, you got your players, your role players that do what they are supposed to do when they're supposed to do it, we will be fine perfectly.
So you're saying in a perfect world, if everything plays out exactly perfect, yes. But this trade, depending on, it's not this year. Because the Pistons aren't going to do anything this year.
Don't sleep. Don't say that. The Pistons will get out of the first round this year.
Who are they playing in the
first round? Unless we see Philly. I don't think we got nobody to guard Ben Simmons. That's like a LeBron matchup.
It's a nasty matchup.
No. But you know what? I'm not going to speak no negativity.
They're young enough.
Stanley Johnson could just run Ben Simmons. Force him to his good side. Let him go on and get what he gonna get on his good side. Don't let him get those right-handed baskets. Don't let them those get him them shots. Right-handed shots. Yeah, go ahead and do your bully shot. Dunks, your bully shots. But don't let him leave him in his comfort zone. Anywhere uncomfortable, make it extra uncomfortable so he can't do nothing. And that's just focusing on being. I love Philly too. Actually, I'm big
you're
on
very
Philly.
High on Philly.
But that's just an example.
But
you know what I'm saying? So
about Blake.
But let's rewind about 5 minutes. Isaiah Thomas or Kemba Walker.
So you're saying they need a dynamic.
We need point guard. If Reggie Jackson don't come back and feed this rock, because you got Blake Griffin now. You don't got Tobias Harris who might drop 24 tonight and drop 12 tomorrow.
So you're saying that his assist totals need to go up.
His assist totals. It ain't even
whoever
that
the point guard is.
He need to get hockey assists. All that, because Blake Griffin is averaging 22.6, 7.9 rebounds, and 5.4 assists this year. Bro, That's a lot.
That's what I'm saying.
That's like he Jordan.
Has the potential.
He averaging Jordan and Kobe assists right now.
So you were in a high pick and roll with Blake as a ball handler and Drummond.
That can pop now. So now you ain't got to see Reggie Jackson do that stupid little pick and roll where it's him and Drummond. It's then he dribbling like this. And then he kind of going up. He's better. He was better this year before he got hurt.
As far as less sophisticated
decision making. Yeah, because he would go to the hole last year and just be like, here with 2 seconds left. Are you Kobe? No, you're not Kobe.
Just chuck it up.
Now he's got a little bit better decision making. Now he's got somebody who he can make a better decision with. You can run a double screen.
That's what. Where they both come off,
Drummond roll. It don't even matter.
You can have now, one roll to the basket.
Because you can have Blake roll and then swing out. You could give back the ball to Drummond at the top, and he can move that boy to Blake. He's going to get a one-on-one situation now. He's not going to. Dude, Drummond can drive now.
That's the thing about this team. There are a lot of big ball handlers.
Yes.
So it's on switches, they can run. They can exploit a lot of matchups.
Yes.
Because, they're going to run high pick and rolls. Like, that's pretty much how the Pistons get their offense. They run a high screen and roll.
That's pretty much how everybody get their offense. The league is pick and roll and spread offense now. So, the Warriors changed that. You know what I'm saying? So, that's where the league is now. But we got Blake Griffin, bro. Like, we got a consistent threat to the hole. Like, it ain't about Tobias Harris, he had a bad night shooting because he's shooting. Oh, Avery Bradley, he had a bad night shooting because he's shooting. Blake Griffin is a threat in the paint. Then you got to think about all of the games that we've seen with DeAndre Jordan and Blake Griffin together themselves. Right. If Blake averaging 5.4 assists, some of them assists got to be going to DeAndre.
That's what I'm saying. There's going to be an opportunity for Blake Griffin to showcase his passing.
Yes.
Like, he hasn't been able to as a Clipper.
And then, that's what I was going to touch on. Blake Griffin is now in a position where, because the way Doc Rivers was coaching them, he wasn't necessarily – he is the go-to guy. But now he's back in a position where it's just flat out.
You're the guy.
Yes. So we might see that number, that 22.6 I'm talking about, go up.
So is this an ideal situation for Blake Griffin?
Like, this is an ideal situation for Blake Griffin. This is an ideal situation for the organization because we getting Blake Griffin. That's about to fill up the seats downtown now. I'm ready to go to the game tomorrow now.
Like, I'm always ready to go.
I got
go
the
to
text message like, Cleveland versus Pistons. I'm like, I don't know. Blake Griffin traded to the Pistons. I'm trying to go now.
I
don't care if it's his first game. We might lose by 30. We might win by 30 because the Cavs ain't going to know how to scout if Blake is playing. They're not going to. Dude, the dynamic is crazy. You got two front. I'm big on bigs. I was big on AD and DeMarcus Cousins.
Yeah.
We seen what Tim Duncan and David Robinson did.
The reiteration of the Twin Towers.
Yes. It's a reiteration of that type of mindset because you also, if Drummond just do what he got to do, if he don't be like, I want the ball, or get jealous of Blake, like, I want the ball, if he go get them rebounds, bro, like Stanley been preaching, we signed Drummond, we locked him up to a deal too.
Right.
So we basically got two bigs. This ain't no DeMarcus Cousins AD situation. They might leave. We got to trade them to make them leave.
Right.
They here for 4 years plus. Blake got a 5-year boy. So
we're building.
Y'all not going nowhere.
We're building around them.
That puts us in the situation where, I was far-fetched maybe a little bit with the LeBron thing, but who ain't going to want to come here now?
This is a very good situation for any point guard, shooting guard, small forward in the league.
Yep, that shoot, facilitate, drive and kick, and is unselfish.
But that's what Detroit really excels at is rejuvenating careers.
Yes.
Like, that is or
compressing.
Yeah, but it's more so of like a money ball tactic, like in baseball. It's not, you don't win from superstars. You win from being consistently good across the board
right.
and finding players who can play above what people project them as.
Exactly, and that's what I say. That's why I say we have players that can produce. We got Ish Smith right now, who's at the helm, and he facilitates. So you done gave him Blake Griffin.
This is the opportunity.
That opens him up. That opens Ish Smith himself up.
This is an opportunity for the Pistons to see exactly which one of the point guard, shooting guards, they can move. Because they're locked up in, as far as bigs go.
Yeah, like, we done.
There's nothing else that you can do. There's getting, no other moves you can make.
We're getting Willis Reed, who's a good rebounder.
Because that's going to, I mean, Boban, he was serviceable at his position.
Stan ain't using probably because he's so lanky, like kind of clunky.
He's very slow.
Yeah.
And in this
Trust NBA, Doc Rivers going to use him, though.
But in this NBA, it's like.
He might start.
You can't trade
DeAndre.
You can't run with Boban.
You can't. But you don't. But this league, and I've been preaching this, I don't know how many people really been listening. You don't have to play Golden State basketball in order to win. We've seen that this season alone.
So, okay, so a Golden State offense is pretty much a
It's
spread.
Kevin Durant, Klay Thompson, Steph, potentially MVP candidate Curry, shooting your lights out.
But
that's really it.
That's yes. Golden State. They have the personnel for that.
Yeah.
They are a lot of specialists that are very good at specializing.
Exactly.
So I'm not upset at what they're doing over there. But for the Pistons to be able to compete, they're going to have to play defense, and they're going to have to run an offense that's capable of scoring on elite teams.
And this is where Drummond has to play defense now.
So you're saying that Blake Griffin's addition to the Pistons will result in Drummond taking a more defensive mindset and focusing more on rebounding, which would allow Blake Griffin to focus more on the offensive end, and then thereby allowing the Pistons organization to figure out which ones of their point guards, shooting guards, are capable of either running the offense with Blake Griffin and Drummond, or trading whomever is the weakest link. And
on
seeing
point.
What... Okay, so...
You on point.
I mean, so this is Detroit's rebuilding process. They're using Blake Griffin as a litmus test to see exactly what their smalls are capable of.
Pretty much.
Okay, so best case scenario, everything works out well. Pistons start winning. Offense is running well. Blake's shooting, Drummond's rebounding, playing defense. Are the Detroit Pistons getting out of the first round?
Depends on who we play.
So, okay, so if they're the last seed, they're going to play Cleveland, they're going to play Boston, they're going to play, who's the third seed in the East? Whomever it shakes out to be.
It ain't even Cleveland no more. It's like Boston, Toronto. Dang.
People sleeping on Toronto, but I don't know. I don't know if they're going.
LeBron, they pull their panties up
or down, depending or down. On.
Like, they get scared. We're going to see about Toronto this year, though. But, I mean, we can beat anybody because those teams are not consistent enough.
The Bucks
just lost their coach. Toronto.
Is that going to make the Bucks better or worse?
In my opinion, worse.
This year, worse.
For now. I could be wrong. I may be wrong. I mean, I don't know. We're going to see. Giannis do what he do, but Jason Kidd gave him the green light to do what he been doing.
And that's so, and he was basically emulating Jason Kidd's kind of play.
Because
Jason Kidd was a rebounding point guard who facilitated the offense. It just so happened that Giannis is a giant freaking point guard. And he just so happened to be coached by one of the best rebounding point guards in the NBA.
Yes.
In NBA history.
Yes.
So, there was that. But that's the Bucks. Whom could the Pistons beat in a 7-game series? Because they're going to be at the bottom of the Eastern Conference. They're not going to be a top four seed.
The Pistons were
in the East
early on, the top seed.
But that wasn't
and this, top three.
That wasn't this team.
And top is not. But we have a different dynamic now. We are in a position where now we can develop Luke. We can let him do what he do, as opposed to having to come off the bench. We give Stanley the green light again. This is your last green light, and I'm high on Stanley Johnson.
But
I'm low on Stanley Johnson now. Like, if you don't produce and Reggie Jackson don't produce, I'm packaging both of y'all.
Y'all got to go,
and then we just going to go from where we are, like, from that point on. Like, we go ahead, try to go get whatever point guard, because that's what we would have to go after.
Okay,
so, and then we fill in the blanks in the offseason. That's okay, just the way it's going to be.
Okay, so this is year one of Blake Griffin as a Piston.
Ain't even year one.
It's not even – okay, so year point whatever.
About 3 months, what? March. It's about 3-4 months of Blake Griffin.
And then...
unless we miraculously make it to the finals.
I don't believe that's going to happen unless this is a Disney movie. But you never
know, because we have Drummond. He is the X factor in all of this.
So you say...
because to stop LeBron, you need a big man. To stop Kyrie, you need a big man.
You need somebody. You need a defensive presence at the
Golden State attack at the rim. You need a big, and then Golden State is... the anomaly where you can stop them at the rim and they're going to shoot your lights out. But you need a rim protector or people getting easy layups. Like, here,
all I'm saying is
here,
Golden State can go from shooting threes and not making threes.
Yes.
To going just straight paint. And they can kill you like that.
With Kevin Durant, DeAndre Jordan, Steph suddenly driving more now. Klay Thompson creating a little bit more after he gets the ball sometimes, yes.
Yeah, I heard DeAndre Jordan in there, and he's not a Golden State Warrior. But, yeah, I understand what you're saying.
I said DeAndre Jordan?
I thought you – but we knew you meant Draymond Green.
Draymond Green. How did I – man, I can't mess that up. Draymond Green going to the hole. And he ain't even a post player.
But he can still – he's still proficient in the paint because of his just activity level.
Yeah.
But if Blake Griffin, not Blake Griffin, but between Blake Griffin and Drummond, yeah, there's a lot of potential for the smalls for the Pistons to get their shot off, because you have to respect the fact that Drummond's down there rebounding and Blake Griffin's down there rebounding, and you don't want to get put on a poster.
No, you don't. Like, and then if need be, we can become kind of like the Pelicans, where we got an oddball but facilitating point guard, like how they have in Rajon Rondo.
But Rondo
and
is
And then
a
we got
supply.
Two bigs that we rely upon. The game has not put the bigs out
just quite
ever.
Yet.
No, they will never be gone. If you got a big, you can compete.
I don't – it's changing.
Miami Heat. Forget Charlotte, because Dwight Howard is whatever. I don't even want to speak on Dwight Howard.
That's how, man.
New Orleans Pelicans.
When Dwight Howard came into the league, would you have thought that his career would have turned out?
He should have stayed with the Lakers.
But that's another. That's an article.
He should have stayed with the Lakers. They had Pau Gasol, Dwight Howard. At the time, Kobe went down.
Steve Nash.
So that means more of the responsibilities go on y'all. But y'all too soft to deal with Kobe. If I got Kobe in the gym talking about, oh, y'all soft as Charmin, I'm going to say, no, you the soft dude. Like, boss up. Stop being a B.I. and tell Kobe, bro, you ain't going to keep talking. You already know how I guard. I'll be push-tripping Kobe. Kobe, listen, shut up. He might kill me on the court. But I don't care. That is not going to stop my tenacity. He's not going to take my spirit. You know what I'm saying? I have my spirit. Some of these players is just garbage. Like, you need to go home and cry to your mama. Y'all need to step up.
But what you got to understand is there's a difference.
Dwight Howard is a smiling crybaby.
Anyway.
When you got KD calling you out, you got Russell waiting to catch you from the left or whatever side. You got Kobe after you elbow him standing in your face. I mean, you got all these players calling you out. They're basically letting you know you're not about that life.
But you could say the same thing about Blake Griffin, because Blake Griffin got punked by Zach Randolph.
It's Zach Randolph.
But, okay, so back to Blake Griffin.
In the West now.
Does being on the Pistons.
He's been in the West.
So does being on the Pistons now kind of
change the Eastern Conference? Yes, it does.
I wouldn't even say change the Eastern Conference. I was going to say more along the lines of the perception of Blake Griffin being soft. Like, now that he has
Detroit on his jersey.
Right. Does that change? Like, because if he's still like Hollywood, there's a difference.
He's still Hollywood. But he wasn't that Hollywood.
Would he fit into a blue-collar environment?
He works.
But there is a definite grit that the Detroit organization is trying to cultivate.
And it could be acquired.
So this could be the unveiling of Blake Griffin
as a player, 2.0. As a player within an organization, it can be acquired. It's not like he got to stay here in Detroit in the city and live in the streets and become that grit.
No, I'm not.
He just
got to
become grittier on the court. Yes. Him and Drummond, Blake Griffin is a big, important part of this defense working as well.
I want to see Bad Boy Blake.
Bad Boy Blake.
Hey,
shout out to LeVar Ball. We done came up with a new 3B, bruh. You better look out.
The Bad Boys.
You should be lucky you got that patent.
But the thing is, do the Pistons have enough now to make noise in the East?
Yeah.
How much noise are
If Miami is flirting with taking Cleveland's spot, Detroit is for sure. I mean, because who we got? We got Philly out there.
Yeah.
We got Milwaukee out there. Yeah. Philly is more consistent to me than Milwaukee right now. So I'll put Milwaukee under them, even though I love Giannis and them. I love the Bucks.
It's more so the coaching situation.
Yeah, it's just the organization.
The organization situation.
I can't really honestly sit up here and tell you I know who's in the playoff picture. The Pacers? So we got Boston, Toronto, probably Cleveland, then Miami.
But the thing is,
I don't even know. Like, let me look at the standings.
But the thing is, the Eastern Conference is so diluted in comparison to the Western Conference. It's like the West, whoever comes out of the West, you're going to assume that they're going to beat whoever comes out of the East. Just because the West is so much better than the East, it's almost a foregone conclusion that whomever makes it out of the West.
So I understand why Stan made this trade.
As far as what?
We're in the ninth spot.
Yeah, we're bad. And we're on the 7-8
And we're 1-9 in the last 10.
Yeah, what's the losing
streak? So everybody crying about every Bradley and Tobias Harris, please get over yourself, because do you want to see us lose again? Tobias Ball, Avery Bradley play D. But sometimes you have to go ahead and accept sacrifice to gain. We got Blake Griffin in DeAndre, bro. Like, I don't understand. Like, this is we don't have just Drummond no more. Like, it's not just Reggie Jackson trying to feed him. It's like it's a whole nother dynamic now.
I mean, like, I think that's what prevented the Pistons from ascending to their rightful, because it's like the Pistons have always been projected as better than they were. Mm-hmm. And it's because you have to respect Drummond, but you don't necessarily have to respect Reggie Jackson. Is the only player on the Pistons that you pretty much have to plan for.
And that's it.
Now,
and Reggie Jackson somewhat.
Kind of.
But you don't know what he's going to do, because he's so
inconsistent.
I ain't going to even say inconsistent. I ain't gonna even knock him. I'm going to say he's so like herky-jerky. You don't know what he's going to do. You don't know if he's about to pass this game or if he's about to score this game. You don't know. So now you got Blake Griffin added to that? Blake Griffin, bro. And I know the Pistons was working before everybody got hurt and all of that. But time goes on. You know what I'm saying? Like, you have to make a decision. If you down and somebody, you know, is like, oh, well, here go Blake Griffin, they offering you up something, you just gotta take it. You have to go with the moment. You can't go just depending on the past all the time. You can't go, oh, well, we was the number one seed when we had everybody together. Right, but they fell apart. So now you need to go with what's being offered to you right now. You need to take it up. We got Blake. Bro, is, we don't have no contract issues now.
Okay.
The cap is going up.
Right.
We got Blake and Drummond locked up.
Right.
We got rid of Avery Bradley on his expiring.
Because he had one
Because
year.
He was going to leave. So
he was a free
we
agent.
Used him as a piece to go get Blake Griffin because that's probably what the Clippers are trying to do, cut salary.
Basically.
And we got rid of Tobias Harris because we gave him a decent contract, but we get it off. We kind of trade that a little bit for Blake, plus 13, 15, whatever Blake is making. You know what I'm saying? It don't even really matter to me.
Okay, so
then we get a workhorse and Willis Reed. Let me throw these standards out real quick before you go in.
But the thing is, so Boban is basically unplayable. Avery Bradley is a free agent. I mean, your first round picks, depending on how
don't good matter. It don't matter. It's not top five. So it don't matter. We trying to be in the playoffs. I'm tired of picks. We've been picking since Chauncey Billups left. I'm tired of picking.
You have to be so bad to
yes.
get a decent
like, bro,
first round
the
pick.
Hawks is 14 and 35. We got 26 losses. The Kings is 15 and 34. We have 26 losses. We're in the ninth seed, bro. We supposed to be top four. So the Celtics is number one. The Raptors, Cavs, Heat, Wizards, Bucks, Pacers, Sixers. I'm high on the Sixers. I think the Celtics will be there. Raptors, Cavs going to be there, of course, as they got LB. The Heat, Wizards, Bucks, and Pacers, that's going to fluctuate. And
yeah.
they looking good. Even if, damn, the Heat is 28 and 21. Okay, but the Pistons, we get a couple games in. I mean, we good.
If things start clicking.
Because potentially the Wizards can fall
yep.
if you do them dirty. And the Pacers can fall easy if you do them dirty.
The Pacers,
Sixers are on the up and up. I'm just going to say that.
It depends.
They got Embiid, bro. Like
it depends on who gets hurt or if the organization does anything retarded. Dumb.
Right.
So, I mean, Philly, they're in the, but it's still the East. The East isn't – the East is the East. Like, this trade – it's technically a blockbuster trade for the East, but if this trade happened in the West, wouldn't be that big of a deal. Unfortunately, just because of the difference in the type of talent that the East has at its disposal. I mean, that's why they had to switch up the All-Star teams.
Like, yeah.
That's how bad.
Because it's uneven.
That's how bad the East is. They had to change
that's what
the
I'm saying.
Format
when it gets
for
to the playoffs,
All-Star game.
When it gets to the playoffs, it's inconsistent because LeBron comes see some people. We still got Stanley Johnson, so we got somebody that's going to be, you know, that's going to carry their tenacity on defense and hold their own, at least try to.
You were very high on Stanley Johnson.
No, I mean as far as – because I respect Stanley Johnson because he was a rookie, and LeBron came and played against us because we made the playoffs that year, and he did not back down, whether LeBron did him in or not. He didn't back down. Cleveland was the most, like, active and, you know, aggressive and taunting and all of that against who? The Pistons. Us.
But that was Kyrie.
Not against nobody else. It don't matter.
Kyrie, too.
It was Kyrie, too. But they were taunting against us because we got under their skin.
It was
all of them games was close except one. We gave them the hardest competition they seen.
It's during that playoff series, yes. Because Detroit has a different mindset than a lot of the Eastern Conference teams. A lot of the teams really can't play defense. So, if you have, like, the Pistons, the only reason the Pistons were bad was because they were so inconsistent on offense. They just get outscored. So it's like, even if you playing great defense, if you can't score, then you're going to lose because that's the name of the game. You got to outscore your opponent. But what I'm looking forward to is when you have Blake Griffin at the top of the key, DeAndre Jordan patrolling the paint, what are you going to do?
You mean Andre Drummond?
Andre Drummond. Why can't I get names?
Because we so used to it. Their names is close together.
But what I'm saying is there's the potential for this to be a very prolific offense. Like, this is something that, I mean, you haven't seen in the Eastern Conference. When have you seen dominant post-play in the Eastern Conference? Like, I mean, the Pacers, when they had
Roy Hibbert.
Dwight Howard has been relevant.
Ever. Since Orlando.
I mean, who's the big in the East?
That's a good question.
Like,
the Cleveland might end up with DeAndre Jordan. But if the Clippers are really shopping the way they
talking
Woj
about
Woj and all of them are saying,
Cleveland they're trying to get younger.
I mean,
the Clippers trying to get younger.
I don't think the Clippers would take Tristan Thompson in that case because they just took Avery Bradley's expiring contract and they took less money in Tobias Harris. So I don't see them taking Tristan. I don't, unless his contract is less than DeAndre Jordan's, which I'm sure it probably is. But the length on his contract and what he does on the court, that means the Clippers about to suck.
They're going to suck for a
while. If I'm them, I stand pat.
This is off topic, but did this save
Doc Rivers'
job? Because
maybe
the expectations for the Clippers,
if he coaches,
the expectations for the Clippers has like bottomed out. Like, what do you do now? They're not good enough to win in the Western Conference.
He did this on Facebook.
How much did they squander?
SVG turned Brandon Jennings, Ilya Sova, and Marcus Morris into Blake Griffin.
Man. I mean, so what do you do now? What's the next step for the Pistons?
You see what we can do with Blake Griffin on the floor because with him and Drummond, that's going to attract everybody to Drummond and Blake Griffin.
So do you make any more moves this season?
If Reggie Jackson is garbage when he comes back, and I'm on Reggie Jackson, he has to prove to me every second that he's on the floor that he's worthy of being a Piston. That's how hard I am on him. I'm not high on Reggie Jackson.
Because
everybody be high on him when he wins us games. I be extra low on him when he loses games. Like when he start going into hero ball mode. Now, even that helps him. Because now he don't have to go into hero ball. Because when he was here doing hero ball, that mean Avery Bradley wasn't putting up. That mean Tobias Harris wasn't putting up. Nope. That mean Drummond wasn't reliable. Nope. We got Blake Griffin now. So with him doing all that to the hole, he got somebody he can actually fling the ball to now.
So is that
pass it to, because Blake ain't just no dunker.
So is that going to make Drummond more, attentive offensively?
We going to see. That's to be seen.
Because it has the potential. I mean, because I don't know the inner workings of the locker room, so I don't know if anyone is happy in their current situation, but nobody's happy losing.
Of course not.
That is one thing that is consistent across the board. It doesn't matter what the situation is. If your situation results in losses, you're not going to be happy. Right now, the Pistons are on a losing streak. I say, throw the dice. What do you have to lose? It's the Eastern Conference.
That's what I say.
You're playing with
house
money.
That's why I don't care. That's why I don't care. Yep. I don't care that we traded who we traded because we're getting Blake Griffin, bro. We're getting Blake Griffin.
And what do you have to lose?
Nothing.
Van Gundy, how long? So
let me say this before you go in on what you're going to say. Was the Pistons going to beat the Cavaliers or the Boston Celtics year? Okay,
no,
so
they weren't gonna be the
what
Raptors.
Are we worried about right now?
They weren't going to be Cleveland.
Are you more excited about the prospect of us going against Boston or the Cavaliers now with Blake Griffin?
Yes.
Exactly. So we're done deal. Yes, take your ass to L.A. and Blake Griffin come to Detroit. I mean, that's just it. That's it right there. Because we got Blake Griffin.
So you're
and DeAndre
Jordan.
I mean, and DeAndre Jordan. Bro, that's the whole point. We got Blake Griffin and Andre Drummond. It's basically what you had in the Clippers back when Chris Paul was there, but minus Chris Paul, with Reggie Jackson, who's better than Patrick Beverley, at least on offense, who's better than who they got running their old now? Milos Teodosic.
The foreign guy.
Who else? Who else run their point guard? I mean, they got Lou Williams over there. He ain't PG, but you know what I'm saying? Like, we have Reggie Jackson.
So who
I'm not gonna say Reggie Jackson garbage. It's just Reggie Jackson needs to up his decision making, and he needs to be able to understand, okay, this is when I'm supposed to pass, this is when I'm supposed to drive, this is when I'm supposed to kick, that's really wrong with Reggie Jackson.
That's what I'm saying. This is an opportunity for the Pistons smalls to showcase exactly who they are, what they're capable of,
yes,
and how valuable they are to the organization.
Yes.
Because somebody got to go.
Yes.
And that's the bottom line.
I mean, pretty much, because, I mean, if stuff not working, somebody got to go, and then we're going to work in the free agency, and we're going to go from there. And let Stanley have his job.
So is Detroit a destination now?
Detroit, depending on how Blake Griffin plays the rest of this year, Detroit, if he plays well to the tick of like 25 points a game as a Piston, you know, whatever rebounds I said he was averaging, what was that?
So,
you know, because Drummond's going to grab all the rebounds. And if he's still assisting to the point of 5+, yes. You got Blake Griffin as a threat to the hole. Like, all you got to do is get another player in here. He's going to attract another player. You get a Paul George or LeBron, you know, they might not come here, but we have to work. As the Pistons organization has always worked through trades since 04. Since Rasheed Wallace, we've had to work through trades.
Because they had to.
We not the draft team that we was in the 80s where, oh, we got Isaiah, oh, we got Joe D, oh, we got Bill. You know what I'm saying? That's not us no more. The draft, we've been picking horribly.
Yeah.
I said it earlier. We passed up on Devin Booker, Donovan Mitchell.
But you never know what players are going to be during the draft.
But we picked up an okay piece in Stanley, yeah, somewhat, at least Kennard, defensively, as far as holding his own and being a man. When he comes see LeBron and KD, we got Luke Kennard. We got Drummond. We drafted those well. So it's time to move into something else. It's not, you can't keep doing the same thing, what they say, and expecting a different result.
So that
is insanity.
The definition of insanity is doing the same thing and expecting
a different result. Exactly. You can't keep doing the same thing and expecting a different result. Like, you cannot get scared in the face of change. Like, you cannot get scared if somebody is like, hey, here go Blake Griffin. They offering you potentially your ride to the playoffs. He might be the playoffs. We in a nice spot, so I'm not going to say we playoff bound until Washington or Milwaukee kind of fall. Indiana maybe fall off. We'll see, or Philly kind of stumble, but I don't necessarily see that. So that means Detroit needs Blake Griffin to take us where we need to go. So my whole thing is, are you going to depend on your old shit, Avery Bradley and Tobias Harris, or are you going to try to ride with – I mean, and they've been inconsistent,
really,
to the point where you shouldn't even been in this situation in the first place.
They shouldn't be in a situation where you will want to know if they're capable
of taking us to the playoffs.
Right.
And winning a playoff series.
You know this already.
So you got Blake Griffin, and Blake Griffin is basically like, oh, here I am. This is what I'm going to offer you. Are you willing to take it or not? I'm taking Blake Griffin. I'm going to roll with the new. We have to.
We can't sit here.
Just think about what Cleveland going through right now. Isaiah Thomas is still talking about Boston,
yep,
and he still got the Boston motions.
Yeah.
Cleveland is everywhere. LeBron is cool with Dwayne Wade. J.R. Smith, I mean, Cleveland doing okay these last two games, but J.R. Smith was upset about D-Wade coming. Why? Because LeBron reached into the past and tried to pull Dwayne Wade forward. That messed up everything that was going on in the locker room.
I can honestly.
You got Kevin Love putting up all-star numbers again, and you got players really literally coming in here trying to blame Kevin Love for something. But if LeBron got hurt, who is your go-to scorer?
Yeah, Kevin Love.
Kevin Love. So shut up, all of y'all Cleveland fans or not even Cleveland fans, the Cavaliers that's trying to blame Kevin Love for something. You know what I'm saying?
He's the next one up.
You got Isaiah Thomas, who don't really want to be here for real. He could come trade him to the Pistons, please. Because all he got to do is drive and kick, for real. Because Stanley really wants to shoot. Mm-hmm. Stanley Van Gundy, anyway. So you bring, I mean, because what do we have now? What do we have that's a dedicated, flat-out offensive player? Blake Griffin. That's it.
But before then,
Tobias you put Harris. No, you do the Kanye shrug. You be like, I mean, yeah, you could say Tobias Harris. But then you'd be like, who going to score the most this game? It might be Drummond. It might be Bradley. It might be Tobias Harris. It might be you don't know.
But now, it's like you don't know in a bad way.
We have an aim now. It's like Blake Griffin, forefront. Okay. DeAndre Jordan right behind. I mean, damn it. Andre Drummond right behind. That's the point I'm trying to make, too, because it's like, We seen what happened in Clipperland. So, they still flirting with the playoffs in the West.
So nationally, does this make enough noise?
Yes.
So you saying that now the Pistons are
the Clippers of the East, minus Chris Paul.
No, I'm talking. You're talking more
minus along, Doc Rivers.
You're talking more along basketball lines. I'm talking more along the lines of a novice fan. Would they pay attention to the Pistons now,
bro? Just I like wasn't caring casual, about going to see LeBron, even though I want to see him.
Would a cat do
this trade went through, and we have Blake Griffin now, and I want to go see him if he's playing tomorrow. I have to.
There's no, so you're saying that
I just want to go, like just because it's Blake. So, it's Blake. So I get to see Blake and DeAndre. Damn it.
Just walk it up. Just put it on. Just put it on, and then make sure that I'm guilty of it as well. But that's just how mediocre.
Damn it, Blake and Andre Drummond. Okay. I got the old jersey with the one on it. Andre Drummond. Blake and Andre Drummond, damn it, okay?
So, does this rejuvenate Blake Griffin's career?
His career to me was never dejuvenated.
Tarnished?
It wasn't. He was with Chris Paul. Chris Paul is very commanding. The only reason Chris Paul and James Paul. I'm Jesus. Just messing up everybody.
Names.
Now. James Harden are thriving right now is because James Harden holds his own minus Chris Paul. Yeah. Chris Paul can hold his own minus James Harden. So there's a respect level there. Whereas Blake Griffin, was he getting to the playoffs before Chris Paul went over there?
He wasn't getting to the playoffs, period.
All right. That's we can wrap up the Pistons talk. Let's cut into a little bit more before we hit this hour mark.
The hour.
We just going to scathe across some stuff. Because this is a Pistons podcast.
Man, I have not had the opportunity to talk about my Pistons in depth in a minute.
In a minute.
Bang my chest.
Detroit hype right now. So y'all just understand where I'm coming from, where we coming from right now. Neil Classic, Opinionated MJ. We
have not had the opportunity to be happy Pistons fans.
We had Allen Iverson when it was too late. We had Tracy McGrady when it was too late.
Ugh.
I mean, y'all, a lot of people going to say, oh, it's too late to get Blake. But y'all just being negative. Be positive in your life about something.
Shut up.
Look forward. Look at Blake Griffin and say, we going to get there. And then we'll get there. Stop being so dismissive, so passive, so... Like, oh, we traded too much. Bro, we in the ninth spot in the East. I remember being hype and taking screenshots of us being in the first, in the third, in the second. In the
swap. They upgraded Tobias Harris to his ultimate form.
Pretty much to his ultimate form, which is Blake. Exactly. Because Blake, I mean, I don't know if he can knock down shoot like Tobias can, but Tobias was in, he was becoming inconsistent. And I'm not saying... You know, like, I'm on me on NBA 2K, I'm trading dudes if you that inconsistent. But, I mean, it's Blake Griffin,
you're not
bro.
Getting the opportunity
I mean,
to get
if it's
consistent.
Not Blake Griffin, I'm not trading Tobias Harris. It's Blake Griffin.
Anyone else wouldn't have been valuable enough to trade for Tobias
exactly.
Harris. Other than...
Right, I give him that respect. And I appreciate what Tobias brought to this team. You know, I hope you have success in Clipperland.
I think Tobias Harris
really Lakerland
fitted the Piston, the quote unquote Piston mold for whom you're looking for
at the time because he had no attitude.
But Blake Griffin is a beacon that can be used to bring in more fans, more revenue.
Yes, it's overall
attention.
Good. It's good for the city.
It's good for the organization as a whole.
Yes.
There was it. Boban was basically Boban. You can't run with Boban on the floor because he can't run.
Let me throw this left hook in there.
Okay.
Let me throw some salt in the game.
Throw some salt.
What did Stan Van Gundy do with Glenn Davis when Dwight Howard was gone?
What did he do with Glenn Davis when Dwight Howard?
Do you remember what Glenn Davis was doing when he just had Glenn Davis?
I mean, was it Glenn Davis?
They were still balling. So, with that being said, we got a way more athletic and in shape Blake Griffin. We got DeAndre Jordan. I got the jersey right here, bro. We got Andre Drummond.
That's
like the, we might as well call this the DeAndre Jordan podcast.
Man, because we have been slaughtering names left and right.
Andre and DeAndre. That's probably why, because of their names.
I know who I'm talking about.
Dre, damn it. Y'all choose.
We
looking good right now. Because it's just a matter of filling in the blanks now.
How long is it before we can start repping Bad Boys again?
I'm going to say this. I don't know about that. Next year.
I don't even think
unless Stanley go get some like.
I think we at
he least, need to go get like a Tony Allen and something like that for that.
I think
to happen.
We at least 3 years away from.
No, I ain't going to even say that far.
I'm at least say
we
three.
About one before off season. We one off season away because LeBron gonna go where he gonna go.
Depending on who we can bring in,
Paul George is gonna stay in OKC. Melo gonna stay in OKC. Kevin Durant gonna stay in GS.
Those are superstars.
Yes, superstars. But that's LeBron is gonna determine a league. And if LeBron goes to Houston, trust and believe, people coming to the East. It's wide open.
So you say?
I mean,
I'm
high on Boston.
It's like a real estate market.
I'm high on Boston. I'm high on Philly. But if LeBron goes west,
so you saying that the property
that mean
the
that
the
mean
west,
the lock that mean his chokehold on the East is gone.
So you saying that basically
we're
like,
not gonna hear analysts saying Cleveland going to the finals no more. We're not gonna hear that no more. It's gonna be what they're gonna say. The East is wide open.
The East is wide open.
So why would
East
you not go
when
you got a
bad.
Healthy Deion? Damn it, a healthy Andre Drummond. Blake Griffin, I don't care what injuries he's had. He's healthy now. And you can just add to that, especially if we have to give up Reggie Jackson. That means it's totally open, like it's a blank canvas almost. But it's like I could go here and not really have to go to the hole that hard because if I go to the hole, I ain't got to get knocked on the floor because I could throw it up to either one of these dudes.
So you saying that...
You could throw it left or right or backwards.
So this could be the beginning of the floodgates of Western Conference players making their way to the Eastern Conference.
Depending on LeBron. And if he go to Houston like they saying, or San Antonio, or the Lakers, if he go west...
So you're saying that would shift
the
power
east,
dynamic
yes. All,
in the
like
NBA
like the low-key
the
role
where,
player free agents are going east.
So you're saying that even...
other than the super teams.
Even a superstar would decide to come to a market like Detroit.
What superstar? Paul George not coming. KD not coming.
I'm just saying superstar in general because it's been very hard for the Detroit market to attract that type of player, those marquee players.
We got We've Stan Van Gundy.
Detroit has never had a marquee player since maybe Grant Hill.
That's what I actually just read. That's what somebody said, yeah.
Since yeah. Whom on the Pistons have you seen a commercial for? The last time. Because Grant Hill was doing the Sprite commercial.
LASIK eye surgery commercial? Or are you talking about like a national?
A national. I'm not talking about Gary's laser eye. Oh, my bad.
Your phone.
But it's like, or Carl's Lawn Service. Hi, I'm Tobias Harris, and I'm here for Carl's Lawn Service. And I would just like to tell you, if you would like your car as professionally, your yard, a car, it depends, because That's how bad
it's been.
As far as star power.
We ain't had no star power. We ain't had no star Bank. Power.
I wanna there's a
we haven't had no star power. Blake Marquee. Griffin is what we need right now. I believe that the whole organization was behind this move. Like they were really behind this move. Like, okay, Tobias Harris and Avery Bradley might leave.
He has 1 year
and,
left on his
and then
contract.
If he leaves, that kind of, I mean, we're still in a stalemate. So trade him. We about to fill these seats up. We about to get this money up. We about to be able to attract another player.
The Pistons couldn't
sell
out the game that Dude, the Golden State Warriors came to Detroit.
They didn't?
They didn't.
Damn.
But somehow Blake Griffin is going to sell these seats up.
Shout out to Tom Gores. I think your pocket's hurting.
I mean... There are a lot of... I haven't been to a Red Wings game because I don't care about hockey. But, I mean, like, hey, you send me a free ticket,
I'll be there, yeah.
Like,
I'll be there.
I mean, I'm still a fan of
Detroit
Detroit
sports,
and
yeah.
sports. But I don't care about hockey. So if there are fans in the stands, cool.
That's good. I mean, because that's good for the city.
That's good. But
that's good for the city because this is a bigger move than NBA as well. For us, it is a bigger move than NBA. For Detroit, this is a bigger move than NBA. We are already rebuilding our city. I know this is a little off field from NBA, but we are rebuilding our city to be basically a top city. And then you bring Blake Griffin into the fold. The Lions already do what they do. The Tigers already do what they do. It's fans down there for that. I'm sure it's fans down there for the Red Wings because right. they got their own little spot next to the LCA.
Right.
That's like a hockey, I think it's like Red Hockey Town, something like that. It's called something.
This like,
it's like next to the Buffalo Wild Wings, or it might be like combined as one. But they have their own stuff. You know what I'm right. saying? So it's like you bring Blake Griffin to the Pistons. You sell the Pistons to people now.
So
to the basketball fans.
Okay, basically. So
you
best case
scenario.
You continue
to sell the tickets at the rates that you've been selling them. Get their attendance back up. And then you can kind of start slowly upticking, especially if the Pistons make the playoffs. That's really going to bring all everybody else to the game.
So this is the opportunity for the Pistons organization to kind of reset. They can take this as an opportunity to bring in more casual fans who aren't the hard, analytical NBA people.
And the chicks. And because they like Blake Griffin. He light-skinned with red hair.
I mean, like, as far as...
So that's more women downtown.
Listen, I'm not mad at...
I ain't mad at it either.
I mean, like, it is what it is.
It is as long as he ain't in the casinos like Iverson, I'm good.
So... Okay, so you bring up Iverson. So, best case scenario is when they brought in, the Pistons organization brought in Rasheed Wallace, Richard Hamilton,
Ben Wallace. And Chauncey Billups.
Chauncey Billups.
And how do we get them all?
Through trades.
Exactly.
And it wasn't drafting. It was through, we understood that these players are capable of more. We just need to put them in a situation where we can exploit their talents
exactly
to the fullest of their ability
exactly and cover their weaknesses up, and that's pretty much what we did. Like we got Rasheed Wallace, and that was like it activated. It's like as soon as you put it in, everything lit up.
So
not saying that Blake's doing that.
So best case scenario, Blake Griffin is Rasheed Wallace. Worst case scenario, Blake Griffin is Allen Iverson.
No, he won't be that bad. He won't be bad.
What about...
He's not going to be Rasheed. This is different now. It's just different.
So
because we don't have Larry Brown.
We went through the best case scenarios.
We going to leave that where it's at. We got DeAndre Jordan. No.
Stop it! Oh, my God. How are we pissing fast?
We got Andre Jordan. Andre Jordan. We got Andre Drummond. And Blake Griffin. Let's just go from there. I mean, I'm just thinking Pelicans when I think of this trade. Because the Pelicans traded for DeMarcus Cousins. And everybody was like, before they even had Rondo, everybody was like, well, what are they going to do? And Drew Holiday was still tending to his wife. So it was like, oh, they're not going to do anything. But before DeMarcus went down, what were they doing? They're like 29 and 21 in the West.
Yeah.
If they win into their next five games and won, they arguably flirting with the third, fourth spot in the West. So
it's the West.
We got a dynamic of our own with bigs. We got Stan, who was basically a proficient with bigs and a point guard.
Van Gundy.
And shooters.
So
we just have to continue to build his system. But Blake stands out because Blake does some of everything. He's not a Rashard Lewis. He's not a... You know, Drummond is not a Dwight. I mean, he kind of is, but he's not. You know what I'm saying? Like, he get real rebounds.
He's not limited. He's not as offensively limited.
Or as defensively gifted as Dwight was in his prime. Not yet. We're going to see that. We're going to see that. Because, Andre's still young.
Andre has the deep.
Shout out to Dr. Dre.
Dr. Dre.
Shout out to Dr. Dre.
But... This is so, and to wrap things up, as far as Blake Griffin goes, is this going to be, how long is it going to be before you can decide who can be moved around as far as point guard shooting?
The rest of the season. Or
so this season, you don't make any more moves.
I mean, if you want to do it right now, do it. It's an open book. It is an open book right now.
Don't even wait for Blake Griffin to touch down.
To settle in.
Just make every trade that you can make now.
If right now, see what you can get. I got a call from Charlotte right now, like, we want Reggie Jackson and Stanley Johnson and a pick, I'm sending it right now. And we got Kemba Walker and Blake Griffin. I'm not about to keep hanging myself up on stuff that we've tried over the last 3-4 years and it didn't work. If somebody is presenting me with the opportunity to step into that and then ultimately build on that and then get better from it, like, if it's going to better me, it's going to put me in a better situation, like, it's going to make me more comfortable. Because where are we as fans? When Reggie Jackson mess up, how we feel about him? When he do good, how we feel about him? Exactly. That's why I'm saying that. Well, how do some of them feel about him? We know he gonna mess up again. So if you not settled on that, why not move on?
So Reggie Jackson.
Yes.
If Reggie how good does Reggie Jackson have to play to not be traded?
Reggie Jackson has to be himself. He has to be more decisive now, especially with Blake. Because that late pick and roll decision making ain't gonna cut it for me. Blake didn't make it where now I'm really about to be mad at Reggie Jackson if he's hogging, if he's not passing. It's no excuse now because we have a dynamic. We do not have to be Golden State. That's the thing people got to get out their head. No one is Golden State but Golden State.
Yeah, they're an anomaly in the league.
They are an anomaly. This dude, Steph Curry, running off screens and just flinging the ball up. And he has no form whatsoever. He like this shooting, like his arm forward and stuff like that. Just shooting and then kind of doing that little extension thing that he be doing. Bro, ain't nobody doing that. I've seen a couple players here and there when they just trying to get the ball off like a little extra. They do that when they under high pressure. Steph does that to try to draw a foul. Like, that's a different level of shooting. He trying to draw a foul, but you just trying to make sure the ball get off. Yeah. That's a difference. That's a major difference.
He's shooting when other people are putting up a shot.
Pretty much.
That's the difference.
Pretty much, yeah. That's pretty much the difference. It's night and day. And it's like Stephen A. said, he the best shooter ever. I mean, I can't think of nobody that was better. I mean, I've seen Reggie Miller. I've seen Ray Allen, but they're not better than Steph Curry.
So, Blake Griffin, how long will it be before? So, will he have more playoff success on the Pistons as he did as a Clipper?
I think so because, like I said earlier, I believe in the Clipper curse. I believe that's real. Everybody that's been to the Clippers got hurt. Baron Davis, Elden Brand, Chris Paul, Blake Griffin,
everybody.
What's the greens, beans, potatoes, tomatoes? It don't matter.
You name it.
They done been hurt. They have been hurt. Seriously. Patrick Beverly now. He done. He was like, oh, Lonzo Ball, you about to come to the boom, boom, pow. I beat you down. Hurt. It didn't matter no more. Like, his whole everything, that just went away. Nobody even probably remembers that.
So he's saying this could be an opportunity for Blake Griffin.
Danilo Gallinari got hurt. Milos Teodosic got hurt. Blake Griffin got hurt again for a second. Like, he hit his head. You seen that? When he hit his head and he was like his hand was twitching and all that?
That's
Clipper curse, bro. Who got hurt that hard on the Lakers like that? Shaq didn't get hurt as a Laker. Kobe got his Achilles. But didn't he come back? Yes.
So you're saying that there are a lot of strange occurrences.
It's a lot of strange occurrences that happen in Clipperland and just bad luck. Who was supposed to stay? Was it Elden Brand and Baron Davis stayed and then Elden Brand left?
Yeah.
He had the Clipper karma curse. Like, it was, you can't run from it, bro. If you make a commitment, you gotta stick through it. Like,
was this Blake Griffin's opportunity to escape?
Considering what I seen on Twitter, Blake Griffin was shocked by it too.
So what about Jordan? What's gonna happen with him?
DeAndre will probably be traded. And don't be surprised, everybody thinking Cleveland. Just guess who I'm about to say.
I can't. Who?
Boston.
Oh, because if they upgrade,
Go to Boston, bro.
I don't know.
They just might get this ring. And I'm not trading Al Horford. I'm not trading Tatum or Brown.
So who?
Because the Clippers are selling low. They just traded Blake Griffin for Avery Bradley and Tobias Harris, bro. Is that,
it was basically straight up.
If you Doc Rivers, and I'm like, I'm Stan Van Gundy, I'm like, hey, man, Blake Griffin, let me get Blake Griffin. I'll give you Tobias Harris and Avery Bradley. What you going to tell me?
Get the fuck out of here.
Exactly. So if they selling low, because you got to pay attention to this stuff.
Or they know that
if
Blake Griffin
selling low,
is
a but, lemon. But who's more valuable, Blake Griffin or DeAndre Jordan?
Right
to,
now?
To you. To you.
Right now?
No, to you.
Oh, Blake Griffin because he's more
done. You ain't even got to break it down. Blake Griffin is more valuable, so that means you got to sell low. For, he can't shoot free throws. He can't close out fourth quarters.
So you're saying that Blake
Griffin, he's not an offensive
so
threat.
So what you got for Blake Griffin devalues DeAndre Jordan?
Yes, because DeAndre Jordan is not Blake Griffin.
So in that same context, would Drummond also be...
I kind of thought about that too. With us getting Blake Griffin, does that mean DeAndre could be moved? I mean, Andre could be moved. It's a possibility. Then that changes the entire dynamic of the Pistons. That means Stan Van Gundy is not Stan Van Gundy no more. But I'm not gonna go that far because I'm looking at it in the positive light. We got Drummond and Blake Griffin. We know Blake Griffin with a big that can rebound and take lobs and defend if he want to works. That right. works. That itself just works. At least it worked in the West. So why wouldn't it work in the East?
So what I want to know is...
If Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid work with what they have, just think about that.
Yeah.
J.J. Redick went over there.
Yeah.
Shooter.
Yeah.
Covington can shoot.
Yeah.
Saric can shoot. McConnell is weird good.
Yeah.
So... We got some players like that. We got Kennard.
Yeah.
Maybe Stanley wakes up all of a sudden.
Players that have the potential to play beyond their potential.
Exactly. And then it's just a matter of free agency. Somebody being like, oh, I'm about
you
to
know
go
what?
To Detroit.
You know what? That is a good place.
Yeah.
They have a good culture.
Exactly.
They have a winning DNA. Because there aren't a lot of teams.
You can't just look at it as, oh, this is not good for this team. Well, is this team trying to cut salary? Is this team...
I mean, the Clippers are trying to get younger.
Only LeBron...
But they're shedding...
Really, I don't
assets.
Even think Boston needs DeAndre Jordan. Only LeBron needs DeAndre Jordan.
I don't even think he needs him.
He needs DeAndre Jordan. That team needs DeAndre Jordan. Unless... Because I was saying this before they did it. Everybody was saying, blow up Cleveland. But I'm like, no. Just put everybody in a place. Isaiah Thomas, you playing Kyrie's role. J.R. Smith, you starting. LeBron... You get back to the three. Stop pushing the four and hogging the ball from the four. Exactly. See what somebody's saying? Boogie AD Light. That's a good Piston fan. Boogie AD Light, except Drummond can't shoot threes. Now, what if all of a sudden Blake Griffin come over here and teach Andre Drummond how to shoot jumpers? I ain't saying threes.
Oh, man.
Just from outside the box. Just from right there.
I think they'll...
He already got a hook.
I think
he got a couple moves. It's like two or three moves, but just imagine he expands.
I think
on that.
Them playing against one another helps them both.
Yeah.
Because Blake Griffin is so offensively proficient, going up against a great defender constantly makes you a better offensive player.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing for Drummond. Going against a very proficient offensive player constantly will make you a better defender.
Yeah.
So, between the two of them...
Basically what Avery Bradley did to the Pistons.
Yeah. But it's...
What Kyrie kind of did for the Celtics.
Yeah.
Because I see Terry Rozier and... what's my man's name over there? The light-skinned dude. I don't know if it's Tyus Jones or somebody like that. Doing, every now and then, some of Kyrie's moves.
Just, you see sparks.
Yeah. Like, taking it up like Kyrie, getting the body contact. Yeah. It improves you. It does.
I think that isn't being talked about.
That's what I have.
Them playing against one another
is going to
make them better.
And that's what people have to consider. That's the only thing people aren't. They just looking at it for face value. Like, if you really into basketball, think about this. It's levels to this. Like, it's levels. That's why I say DeAndre Jordan might get let go because they. From what I read, DeAndre Jordan, who knows? Another trade might be done went through. I ain't picked up my phone in a minute. But DeAndre talking about moving DeAndre Jordan and Lou Williams. You about to move Lou Williams, bro? Like, the dude is winning you games, and you about to move him? Because that mean you have devalued all your players, because this dude is putting up what he putting, and you still got him in trade talks? For what? What are you about to get for DeAndre Jordan and Lou Williams? What you think you about to get? Paul George, LeBron James? No. You just got rid of Blake Griffin. Yeah. What you about to get that was at least him? Done deal. This is the Opinionated Basketball
Podcast.
It just might as well close it out right there. Moneyball Episode 9. Shout out to Motown. It's the Detroit Pistons Moneyball Podcast.
Detroit basketball.
Let's go. We got Blake Griffin. We hype. If bad you ain't boys. A Piston Blake, fan, Blake, whatever, bad boy Griffin. Y'all can call us fanboys. We've been here. We've been riding up and down with the Pistons all the years down, the years up, the championship, the one against the Spurs, the Robert Horry shot against Rasheed, Allen Iverson coming here, Rip Hamilton being mad about it, Tayshaun having to take over the team after everybody else was gone, Stucky, you know, them thinking that he was the next Chauncey. We've been here. So don't call us no fanboys. We live this.
Listen, I'm not a fan. I was born into this. So it is what it is.
Exactly.
It's other people whom are brought into the light. I was born of it.
Yes, exactly. Right. It's like being it's like almost being a Lion fan, except we win championships as Pistons.
It's almost like being a Lions fan, but not terrible.
But not really.
Not terrible.
Because at least we got a glimmer of hope right now.
Man. The city is glowing right now.
Yeah, the city looking good.
Blake Griffin. So, 5 years, Blake Griffin, does that equate to a championship?
I can't tell you that right now.
Let's see how it plays out. Next episode, I can tell you that.
Go ahead.
Next episode, we're going to see how it's going to be Blake Griffin watch as far as the Pistons go. And we're going to see.
Or probably the episode after.
At least.
Because we might do one quick.
Just to update.
Because we need to touch on the whole NBA.
Just in general.
We're just going to dedicate this to the Pistons. I ain't going to even talk about nobody
else. This Piston Ball podcast.
This homegrown right here.
This Piston Ball Blake Griffin edition podcast that we just cooked up for you real quick. A little snack appetizer for you. Just to announce the fact that Blake Griffin is a Piston. And we out here. The East is on notice.
Y'all better hope we don't get no point guard out here, too.
Man, because we are one player away.
Oh, yeah. Follow us on Facebook.
Yep.
Facebook.com/OPBBM.
Yep.
Opinionated Basketball Minds.
Yep.
Follow us on Twitter, Opinionated Basketball Minds.
Follow
us on Instagram, Opinionated Basketball Minds.
Yep.
Just look us up. Just Google it.
Just Google Opinionated.
I ain't even going to get real introspective. Just Google it.
Opinionated Basketball. You know what it is. Take it easy.